from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin our journey this time in the West African nation of Benin. In recent years, there has been a serious attempt made by various record labels, mainly in the UK and Europe, to unearth and preserve rare vinyl recordings of popular music from around the world, most notably from Latin America and Africa. We'll listen to a track from a compilation released on the Analog Africa label in 2009, the album Legends of Benin. The album was issued as a CD, an LP, and a digital download. The album features four different aspects of popular music from Benin, from the late 60s through the early 80s, Afro-funk, Cha-cha-cha, Agbaja, and Afrobeat. We'll listen to a track from Antoine Dougbé, and a style of music which he dubbed Afro-cha-cha, combining voodoo rhythms from Benin with Congolese rumba and Latin sounds. The tune, Kovito Gbe de Tawe.
amigo, o cara pode ser do meu. Ah, o erro do meio, é verdade do teu. Né? We'll be right back.
just begun. Oh, thank God in heaven we live in peace as one. Gold, it glitters brightly, gleaming like the sun.
That's music from South Korean percussionist Kim Duk-soo. Kim is a master of samulnori, a form of traditional Korean percussion music. The term samulnori means to play four objects, and there are indeed four main percussion instruments featured in the performance of this music: a small gong, a large gong, an hourglass drum, and a barrel drum, respectively. Kim, not afraid to experiment, fusing traditional Korean samulnori with contemporary musical aspects, most notably jazz, as demonstrated on this release from Kim Duk-soo Samulnori and Red Sun Group. We heard Burdens of Life from their album From the Earth to the Sky, the saxophone featured rather prominently on that track. Before that, music from Grupo Macarena, having nothing to do with the Los del Rio hit from the 90s, this is a band from Spain, specializing in the performance of two different aspects of Spanish flamenco, the Camargue style and the Andalus style of flamenco. We listen to their track Enamorada Estoy from a 4-CD compilation from Compact Disc Club, the album Cosmo Latino, featuring a wide range of Latin music and sounds, not just from Latin America, but indeed from all around the world, as demonstrated by that track, a track from a flamenco band from Spain. They also feature music from France, Italy, and even from here in the U.S., all having a connection in one form or another to the wide panorama of sound that is Latin music. We might hear more from that compilation later in the hour. Again, Cosmo Latino. And we began the set with a track from the compilation Legends of Benin, and a piece from Antoine Dugbe. It was Kovito Gbe de Tawe. We'll begin this set with more African sounds, but some considerably more contemporary sounds from that continent, as we turn to South African songstress Tandiswa Mazwai. Actually, she just goes by her first name, Tandiswa. She got her start in the 90s and early 2000s as part of the band Bongo Maffin, but she's been on her own since 2004. This is an extended dance mix of one of her hits. It appears on a digital-only compilation, the album Grand Masters Collection Urban Africa. As the title suggests, it emphasizes some of the more contemporary aspects of African music, pop, hip-hop, and techno. The track we'll be listening to, La Lum Lense.
Bye.
That's music from Night Noise, comprised of musicians from Ireland and the US. They helped to redefine modern Celtic music in the 80s and 90s with their recordings on the Windham Hill label, combining traditional Irish music with elements of jazz and even classical chamber music. The core members of Night Noise were Billy Oskey on violin, Michael O'Dumnell guitar, Triona Nidumnell keyboards and vocals, and Brian Dunning on flute. From 1988 and their album At the End of the Evening, we heard a piece written for the session by Triona, At the Races. Before that, another track from the 4-CD box set Cosmo Latino from Compact Disc Club, this time from Colombia and salsa singer Yuri Buenaventura. In fact, the piece simply called Salsa. And we began the set with Tandiswa and some techno from South Africa, a remix of La Lumlense from the digital compilation Grand Masters Collection, Urban Africa. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I am Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you can find much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists. You can also stream this and previous episodes of Sounds from the Global Village by visiting that blog and website, which is at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Sounds from the Global Village program number 1708. We have more African music to begin our final set of the hour as we turn to singer Oumou Sangaré from Mali. Much of Oumou's music is deeply rooted in the culture and traditions of her homeland, but lyrically, her songs deal with modern issues, especially human rights, social justice, and gender equality. We'll listen to a track from her 2017 release on the No Format label, the album Mogoya, which means People Today. And for this release, Oumou Sangaré says that she wanted to create a sound that would be appealing to younger ears, but which would at the same time be careful to respect her culture and tradition. All of the traditional instruments are featured here, including harp and percussion, but you'll hear plenty of electric guitars, electric bass, and drums. And she's joined by, among others, legendary Afrobeat pioneer Tony Allen. We'll hear the opening track of this release, Bena Bena.
Pensei ao mentir, apanhou que voe a capa de parte mentir. Pensei ao mentir, apanhou que voe. Encore des petits maximes, pas fait cette raison.
Mamãe, mãe, 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 mãe,
That's music from the compilation Tumbele, Beguine, Afro, and Latin Sounds from the French Caribbean, 1963 to 1974. So yes, another compilation unearthing rare vinyl, this one released on the British Soundway label. We heard from Monsieur Delure et les Guitar Boys. They hail from the island of Guadeloupe, and we listened to Panti. Before that, music from an instrumental duo. Guitarist Kevin Sadiki, who is of French, Italian, and Algerian ancestry, teamed with Iranian percussionist Bijan Chemirani. Bijan is master of the zarb, also known as the tombek, and is the son of the legendary percussionist Jamshid Chemirani. He's worked with a variety of singers and musicians from around the world, including those who hail from West Africa, France, Greece, and India. Meanwhile, Kevin Sadiki has worked with such icons as guitarist Aldo Meola, pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba, and percussionist Glenn Velez. They teamed up in 2013 for the album Imaginarium on the World Village label. A wide variety of musical influences can be heard here, including West African folk, jazz improvisation, and Persian classical music. We listen to the track Dar e Abi. And we began our final set of the hour with music from Umu Sangare, singer-songwriter from Mali, and her 2017 release Mogoya. We heard Bena Bena. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Please join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.